Unit 2. Recording 5. 1.
Do you think you would ever have cosmetic surgery?
Me? No, I don't think so. I'm really against it, actually. I think it's stupid.
Really? Why?
Well, it can be quite dangerous. Some of the implants you can have,
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Take the case of Mike's girlfriend. She actually had some Botox injections in her forehead.
Did she?
Yeah, and she couldn't, she couldn't...
Couldn't move her face?
Yeah, she couldn't smile or frown. Her face was just frozen solid.
Although, if someone's really, really overweight and it becomes a health problem, do you think maybe then they should have some kind of surgery, you know, such as liposuction to get rid of fat?
Oh, I see. For health reasons, maybe, yes, I suppose so. I mean, you've got a point there, but I still don't like the sound of it. I wouldn't do it myself.
I might, if it was to do with my health.
2.
Do you ever download music for free?
What, you mean illegally? No, I think I'm probably one of the few people that don't do it. I've always paid, whether it's the track price or the album price.
Why? I mean, nobody I know pays.
Well, the way I see it, it's just theft, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, I totally disagree.
I mean, artists have copyright on their songs, so you're stealing from them. It's as simple as that.
But it's a well-known fact that musicians get very little money from CD sales anyway.
Mm.
So they don't lose out. I mean, they want people to hear their music.
I'm not so sure about that. If people share the music without paying, how can musicians make any money?
Well, the famous ones, they don't need more money. And for newer groups, file sharing is the way they get known. So they don't have to spend a fortune, you know, on things like record companies and managers and... Anyway, nowadays singers and groups make most of their money from concerts.
I'm still not convinced. Aren't you worried about being found out? For instance, what about that woman in America? Because of the hundreds of tracks she downloaded illegally, she got fined something like $2 million.
$2 million? Ouch.
Yeah, so maybe you'd better think again.
3.
Have you seen this plan in the local paper for changes to the city centre?
Oh, you mean the idea to ban cars from the centre?
Yes, and only allowing buses. What do you think of the idea?
Oh, I'm in favour of it. I think it'd be really good for the environment. You know, for cutting down pollution.
Well, I don't know. Apparently it's been shown that buses are more polluting than cars.
How can they be? But, well, even if they are at the moment, it seems to me that they're bound to get better. You know, they'll get replaced with electric buses or something like that.
Maybe.
Does that mean you're against it?
Yes, on balance, I think I am. I mean... According to the article, when they did a trial in another town, there was a reduction in shop sales, apparently almost 10%.
That doesn't sound right, if more people came in on buses. I suppose the main thing is to put money into making sure you have a good public transport system.
OK, I mean, I agree to some extent, but actually, I think the town centre works perfectly fine as it is.
But it's clogged up. You know, you can't move. It's polluted.
It's a bit clogged up. But if you're patient, you eventually find somewhere to park.
Well, I just hope they decide soon.
Yeah.